From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is praising the United States and China's ratification of the Paris Agreement, a key step by the world's two biggest polluters that aims to help bring the climate change accord into force this year. Speaking at the G20 summit in the historic city of Hangzhou, Ban also urged other countries to act.
We just need another 29 countries representing 16% of global emissions to bring this Paris Agreement into force. I urge all leaders, particularly G20 countries, to accelerate their domestic ratification processes so we can turn the aspirations of Paris into the transformative climate action the world so urgently needs.
Meantime, President Barack Obama plans to open discussions on the disputed South China Sea while at the G20 meetings. He plans to tell Beijing that there will be consequences for their territorial moves in the contested areas of the South China Sea. He made those comments to CNN in an exclusive interview set to air Sunday. Obama and China needs to be responsible, and that he plans to tell President Xi Jinping that he should look to the U.S. as an example of a country that maintains its power in part by restraining itself. A 5.6 magnitude earthquake hit the Midwestern state of Oklahoma Saturday morning, and its impact was felt more than 700 kilometers away in the state of Iowa. So far, there are no reports of any injuries, but local news reports say people in the state capital, Oklahoma City, have reported damage. We'll keep you abreast of the latest here at VOA. And this is VOA News. Zimbabwe's 92-year-old leader, home in Harare Saturday, amid rumors his ailing health. Reports say Robert Mugabe, Africa's oldest leader, went to Dubai to seek medical attention. Zimbabweans are growing increasingly frustrated with Mugabe and his failure to fix the economy. Thousands of people are lining the streets of Uzbekistan's capital Saturday to pay their final respects to their longtime leader, Islam Karimov, as his funeral procession passed by. The government announced the authoritarian ruler's death Friday, ending days of speculation about whether Karimov was still alive following a massive stroke. Uzbek authorities say the 78-year-old ruler had been in a coma for days. Karimov, the only leader Uzbekistan has known since it became an independent nation following the collapse of the Soviet Union, crushed all opposition during his time in power, and he had not groomed anyone to take over after him. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte has declared a state of lawlessness after militants claim responsibility for a bomb blast that killed 14 people in his hometown of Davao. While Abu Sayyaf militants claim responsibility for the blast, Duterte has investigators looking at other possible suspects, like drug dealers. The president has launched a hard campaign against drug dealers since taking office. Lawlessness declaration allows the military to work with the police to establish checkpoints and to increase patrols. Dilma Rousseff, ousted this past week as Brazil's president, says she has not elaborated on future projects, but confirmed she has no political plans. She told a group of international journalists she will oppose the government regardless of where she might be. The Brazilian Senate voted Wednesday to remove Rousseff from the presidency for using public money to fund state or federal social programs without the approval of Congress. The FBI has released 58 pages of documents to the public from their investigation of the U.S. presidential candidate Hillary Clinton's controversial use of a private email server during her time as Secretary of State. The FBI closed its year-long probe last month into whether Clinton and her aides mishandled sensitive information that flowed through the private email server located in her home in New York. FBI Director James Comey said his agents found no evidence of criminal wrongdoing by the Democratic presidential nominee. And Americans celebrating the Labor Day weekend, culminating in the Monday holiday honoring U.S. workers and their contributions to the country's economy. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington. For details on much more news, join us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.